birth of a child is an unforgettable event in a woman's life, and increasingly Czech women are convincing their partners to attend the birth and make the shared moment of happiness even more special. However, many hospitals in the country still frown on the practice of allowing anyone to get in the way of what they perceive as a strictly medical procedure. The country has one of the lowest birth rates in the world, but many Czech women say they want more. They want to give birth in a friendly environment, choose from alternative birthing methods, and have one or more family members present. Because that is not possible in most Czech hospitals, 3% of Czech mothers decide to give birth at home. In September of 2005, a group of midwives opened the country's first alternative birth center in view of providing prenatal care, supervising the birth, and then giving the mother and baby postnatal care. But because the center does not fulfill the strict medical requirements stipulated by Czech law, it is only allowed to provide prenatal and postnatal services. One of the center's founders, certified midwife Zuzana Stromerová, says the demands placed on the birth center are nonsensical.
They demand absolutely the same equipment as a hospital has. And this is impossible for midwives to do. And also they do not want to do that because it's nonsense and it's not logical. The midwives care for healthy people, healthy mothers and their babies, and they do not need any anesthesiologic team, and they do not need any operating theater. They just need good accessibility of the hospital, and they need to be in contact with the mothers from the very beginning of pregnancy.
So if complications should arise, you would be capable of taking care of that?
That's the task of midwives. If complications should arise, the midwife is responsible to recommend the mother transportation to the hospital. And in addition, she should be able, thanks to her education, to recognize the complication very early so that there is no urge to do cesarean in few minutes, what the doctors say.
Obstetricians are extremely critical of the home birth trend, arguing that complications could arise and action might need to be taken within a matter of minutes. Michal Halaška, head obstetrician at the Bulovka Hospital in Prague, thinks that in view of what doctors are able to do for an expectant mother, opting for a home birth is pure folly.
Mothers who decide to give birth at home should be aware of the risk they're taking. They're putting both themselves and their baby at risk. Without immediate help, complications could result in permanent damage and even death for mother and child.
The Health Ministry is siding with doctors on this and insists that unless midwives can fulfill the required conditions, the birth center will not get the necessary license to supervise births. Zuzana Stromerová says that for the time being, midwives help where they can, but that by its decision, the ministry is putting pregnant women more at risk than they would be if they could give birth at the alternative birth center.
We attend the home birth because they can't forbid the mother to stay at home during birth.
How many mothers would you say give birth at home in the Czech Republic on average a year?
That's not statistically counted. We only estimate that it's about maybe 300. Plus there are some mothers who give birth unattended, that means without any assistance of a professional. And it's quite a paradox, you know, because Czech Republic is quite developed and industrialized country with a high standard of health care in hospitals and such. But if it comes to out-of-hospital birth, the state does nothing for the mother. The state does not provide the mothers with adequate care, and it results in the fact that the mothers have no midwife at hand. The exception is Prague, where it is easier to get midwife. In fact, the Czech mothers very often are in the same situation as African or Indian or any Asian mothers who do not have midwives at hand too, but from other reasons. But the result is the same. They have no midwife. And this is against the WHO recommendation. because the WHO recommends that every woman should have a midwife at hand when she needs her.
The Association of Midwives has not made much progress in lobbying its case, but recently news of the dispute reached the European Commission, and it has now asked the Czech authorities for an explanation of why midwives in the Czech Republic are not allowed to oversee the birth of a healthy woman, as they do in other EU states. Czech midwives are now hoping that the EC will succeed where they failed, and that the first alternative birth centre in the Czech Republic will finally be able to serve its purpose.